Agenda setting conversations of the day.
Well, there's been various conversations around urbanization and particularly the Western Cape and Cape Town. And in fact, the Environmental Affairs and Development Planning MEC in the Western Cape, Anton Bradel, said last week that if the number of people coming to Cape Town continues, it has to build a new city the size of Mangaung, Bloemfontein, to accommodate 900,000 people in just the next 8 years. I mean, that tells you how quickly things are happening. Now, around the world, there's a process of urbanization. You go from rural areas to urban areas, and that's been happening. Our rate's around two-thirds, around 67% or so. People expect that to really increase, and during the pandemic, we really saw that. So if you've got 900,000 people arriving in a place over a pace of 8 years, how do you even begin to accommodate them? Dion Fancel is the president of the Western Cape Property Development Forum. Dion, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and to your listeners.
The obvious answer to the question is that you build, and you build a lot. But in the Western Cape and in Cape Town, there'll be issues around land.
Well, I think before you build, you plan and you budget. And I think the issue of urbanization has been ignored for a very long time in South Africa across all metropolitan cities. Urbanization takes place when the perception is there that there are opportunities in cities that don't exist in the rural areas, or in certain regions in the country, and people vote with their feet. They relocate to where they think there is opportunity and, by default, good governance. So the challenge right now is not to debate whether urbanization is taking place. It's happening real time. I've just driven past Dunoon. You know, if you've been in Cape Town in the last couple of months, you'd see it literally doubling up. The reality is people are coming because people are desperate for opportunity. So the pressure on government is to already have planned and to execute bulk infrastructure projects. When people talk about building new cities, I cringe. Cities are complex economic things. They don't just happen overnight. It's not just a case of building a couple of roads and putting in a sewer plant. It's complex economies, and people will not go to new cities that sit in the. They go where there is a market, where there are opportunities. And at the moment, the Western Cape is extremely attractive to many parts of South Africa and even wider afield internationally. And we are seeing people coming in. We are seeing people coming both at the top financial brackets and at the bottom. And we've got a plan. We should have planned already, and we've got to execute. We've got to be building bulk infrastructure and education and health.
Okay. When you start to plan in a situation like this, you know you need to plan. You need to plan quite urgently. Where do you start? Yeah. You've got to demarcate land. And I think the other question that, as South Africans, we sort of need to have with ourselves is, do we need to build up a lot more? We need to have people actually living in sort of flats, apartments, whatever you want to call it, those kind of settlements, rather than everyone having a small piece of land with a garden, which is, I mean, I want that, but it's what everyone wants.
Yeah, Stephen, the concept of densification is a wonderful theoretical idea, but the numbers need to make sense. So we call what we call in the industry brownfield development, where you take an existing building, you demolish it, and you go up vertically. But to be able to do that, you need to be able to buy the property at a fair price, get the bulk rights to go vertically, get the bulk infrastructural capacity to facilitate densification. And those things don't necessarily exist. So by default, in an environment of lack of forward planning, lack of bulk infrastructure, and excessive prices, the Western Cape is extremely expensive. So it's very, very difficult to make a scheme work other than going for the top financial brackets. So whether we like it or not, we have got to release more greenfield land, and we've got to do it very, very quickly.
Does the land exist? And I mean, around the world, you'll have, it's called NIMBYism, not in my backyard, where people who have property almost always oppose other people getting property in that area.
Yeah, look, Stephen, and again, I think this is a human thing. People per se hate change. They've invested the bulk of, you know, if we talk residential, they've probably made their biggest single investment in their property. They've got dreams. They've got dreams for their families and their kids. And change rattles the cage. So NIMBYism is the product of, I didn't know change was coming. I hate change. Please don't make it work. Well, I'll use every tool I can. I'll object. I'll hold my ward councillor responsible. So the idea of change, as planners, we understand that it's critical. the populace out there don't necessarily know. And I think that is our response to MEC Bradel's statement, is that we've got to, as a society, wake up to the fact that change is inevitable. And we've got to start having conversations about getting planning done ahead of time and getting communities sensitized to the fact that there is densification coming, vertical development, etc. But in the meantime, we have got to release more land. You know, if 82%, as is the case in Brazil, of our population are going to live in cities, you know, is it so bad to have a slightly bigger footprint for a city if we're going to have rural areas that are protected under agricultural environment?
Dion, well, there's a debate for you. Dion Pincel, thank you. President of the Western Cape Property Development Forum. I think there's a mediated conversation there somewhere too. 16 minutes after 8.